Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This morning's show is entitled, Do Not Be Conformed to This Age in Your Spiritual Mentality. I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 3. In fact, our focus this morning will be on verses 3 through 6, and if I have time, I'm going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And so I'm going to read down to verse 6. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, we are invited by Paul to consider the magnitude and the scope of our faith. Paul's understanding of the Christ event is summarized in a prepositional phrase that he uses upwards of 147 times in the 13 letters that he contributed to the New Testament canon, and that is in Christ. So his focus here in 2 Corinthians has to do with the gospel or the good news as light. Now, the term gospel was a pagan term that the church adopted and used it for with this specific meaning. This was a pagan term that announced the coming of the emperor to a particular city, or what have you, or to announce the birthday of a Roman emperor. So we have this term gospel or euangelion. And Paul writes to the church at Corinth because he wants them to understand whose they are and who they are. He wants them to understand their identity and what this word means for their lives. And so he talks about the gospel as hid to them that are lost. Now, the word here in Greek is apolia. The word apolia means destroyed. The prodigal son was lost, according to the father, and then he was found. In the Greek, the word apolia is used for lost, which means destroyed. And the son had returned home to where he belonged, where he would experience once again fellowship with the father and spiritual wholeness. He would have his mind restored, his now that he had returned. So, verse 4, in whom the God of this age, it is translated as world, but in the Greek it is Ionos. And the Satan, of course, is the Theos of this Ion, or this age. And notice what Paul writes, in whom the God of this age hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. And so the word in Greek here for them which believe not is apiston. The Greek word for a believer is pistis. We are called pistics, those who believe by faith. This word pistis is translated as faith. And so we have when the alpha, the letter alpha, is put on the front of the word pistis, or pistis is spelled P-I-S-T-I-S, but when the alpha, the first letter of the Greek alphabet, is put at the front of the word, it negates the meaning of the word. So instead of those who are of the faith or faithful ones, apistos refers to those who do not believe. Apiston. And so it is, in the Greek, the understanding for unbelief is not, I cannot believe. It is a willful and culpable, I will not believe. And so, in other words, this is about rejection. Those who reject the word of God. And we, in this passage, we have the word blinded, which is in the aorist indicative active, the active voice. The enemy of the souls of these people hath blinded their minds. And notice, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The enemy does not want the light of the message of God to shine into their hearts, because they will then be saved. They will then be rescued from his ion, from his age. So therefore, as those who believe, who have come out of darkness into the marvelous light of Christ, we know this. Now, I give you these terms because I want you to understand what the New Testament teaches. The word darkness is skotos, or skotos, S-K-O-T-O-S, or skotus. And so darkness in the New Testament is an active term. It is never given in the passive voice. This is an active term. And so it is imperative that we understand what these terms mean in order for us to perceive our faith, that is, to understand our faith. So, and let me go to 1 Peter. And so Peter writes these important words. This is 1 Peter, chapter 1, beginning of verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, again, a reference to the mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. So here we have another fantastic word, not fashioning yourselves, suskematizomenoi. Is the word in Greek. So, in other words, this word means do not fall in with the external and fleeting fashions of this age, but have a qualitative change of mind, or have a qualitative renewing of your mind. And so, let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And so, In chapter 3, verse 18, we read, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God." So, in verse 14, Paul talks about those whose minds were blinded with regard to the Word of God during the time of Moses. It is imperative for us to understand that God has given us His Word in order to build us up in the faith, in order to create within our hearts a particular mentality, a mentality that has a mandate of obedience. That mandate of obedience to the known will of God is to govern all of our behavior, all of our action. In this way, you and I live lives that are well-pleasing to God. And when we find ourselves living lives well-pleasing to God, we have peace. We have God's own peace. We have life satisfaction. We have direction. We have a life of purpose. We have a life of meaning. Carl Jung wrote a book entitled Modern Man in Search of a Soul. Modern man is no longer in search of a soul. That is, postmodern man is no longer in search of a soul. He has been told or manipulated into believing that this world is all there is. Please read C.S. Lewis's book, The Abolition of Man, a very important book to understand at this time. It will give you great insight into the postmodern mentality. Also read the book, this is an old book entitled The True Believer by Eric Hoffer. He was a longshoreman and scholar. Very important book. The Medium is a Message is another book. These are old books. But these books taught about what the postmodern world will be. The Medium is a Message by Marshall McLuhan. And so these, if you would take the time to read these books, and also One Dimensional Man by Herbert Marcuse, you will have some understanding as to what is going on and why. And these books are not easy reading, but they will be well worth it. It is my hope and my desire that as you listen to these messages, that you would not listen to them once, but listen to them over and over again. Share these messages. They are important. You and I live in very evil times. And please understand that the last greatest figure that is to arise is the Antichrist. He is to be a religio-political figure. He is to rule the world. He is Antichrist. He is against the Christ of God. He is against believers in a very radical way. Please stay tuned. Please tell others to listen to the broadcast. I appreciate your listenership, and thank you. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day.